Lani Young is an award-winning writer, publisher, and journalist. She is the 2018 ACP Pacific Laureate. Born and raised in Samoa, she attended university in the United States of America and New Zealand. Storytelling is her passion. She's the author of 11 books, including the international best-selling young adult series, Telesa. She worked as a scriptwriter for Disney, and her stories for children are published by the New Zealand School Journal. Her collection of short fiction, Afakasi Woman, won a 2020 Storylines Notable Book Award and has been shortlisted for the 2020 New Zealand Book Awards for Young Adult Fiction. Lani Young is on the line to us all the way from Samoa. Talofa lava, Lani, and thank you so much for joining us.
Talofa lava, and thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Now, let's go back to the beginning. Where did the passion for writing come from? When did you discover that this was something you needed to do?
I think it started with storytelling and being a listener and, you know, and a reader, a listener to lots of stories. Growing up in Samoa, there weren't a lot of books, but the books that we did get our hands on, I mean, we basically just, you know, reread them 20 million times. And and then because there was kind of that shortage of books, I became sort of like the storyteller for my brothers and sisters. And so I can remember, you know, sitting up late at night, and they'd bug me, tell us another story. And so, yeah, I sort of was that person who made up lots of things. And it just grew from there. I was really fortunate, though, to have lots of teachers in school who were really good about encouraging and nurturing that passion for telling stories. And I'm really thankful for that. And I think, you know, they play a big role in getting our young people to read more and to tell stories.
Now, reading some of those books that you were able to get a hold of, it gave you a whole new view on the world at large, but it didn't tell you anything about yourself, a young woman in Samoa. Was that part of what made you want to tell you stories?
Exactly. And I think that you've hit the nail right on the head there, Ete. I mean, I think many people, like Palangi, take for granted, you know, just what it's like anytime they pick up a book or, you know, watch a TV show or go to a movie, they're used to seeing themselves and many different variations of themselves. But for a young Samoan girl growing up in Samoa, loving to read but never finding any stories with people who looked like me or, you know, in a culture and a setting that I could really connect with. And so that was, you know, something I really enjoy, fantasy and romance. And so I knew that when I started writing my books, that those were the kinds of books I wanted to write, where other teenagers and young people could see themselves and could really connect with the families and the drama and the humor. That's what I'm hoping comes across in my books.
Well, it really has resonated with many of our young people. Who are some of the inspiring writers that inspired you to tell your story?
I remember, for me, it was so powerful. The very first collection of stories that I read when I was young, which were like, you know, similar to people who look like me, were stories by Witi'i Maera. And we read them in school, and for the first time, I mean, you know, you got access to some of that humor and those big messy families, and yeah, it was so exciting for me. And I mean, I love his work, and it's really been inspiring to me. I'm really grateful for Sia Figel. She was the first Samoan woman to write a novel, and that novel was such a transformative experience for me to read. Because, you know, for the first time, here was a Samoan woman telling her story, and such a powerful, raw, honest one. You know, a lot of people, you know, got angry and upset about that rawness and honesty. And that's when I first realized that it takes a lot of courage, you know, to to start telling stories, especially when there's not very many of you.
Courage is absolutely true, because writing is about truth, and if you're not going to write your truth, then what's the point, Lani?
Well, yeah, and I mean, I think that anyone who's writing has experienced times when people have not appreciated, you know, their voice or what they've got to say. I think sometimes our stories can be challenging and confronting for people, particularly when we start to write about some of the more, the things that perhaps have been kept in the dark for too long. And so in the collection of Apakasi Woman, for example, there are stories about child sexual abuse. There's stories about loss and sadness as well. And there's stories about racism and some of even the colorism and discrimination that we even have in our own communities towards each other.
Oh, yes, those truths. Speaking of Sia Figel and Samoan writers, women writers, you must be chuffed to see that there are three of you in this year's New Zealand Book Awards.
Oh, it is. I mean, it is really exciting, and I am really inspired by that, because I think too often we think that, you know, oh, that they're just, we just need one, and we just need one, and that one person can speak for all of us. But that is such a dangerous thing, and it's not true. We need many voices, many stories, because as we know, you know, that we all have different stories to tell and different strengths and experiences to share. So it's really great to see that there's three of us in the shortlist. We're in different categories, but I think that it's a reflection too, not only that there's more of us writing, but also I think that New Zealand publishing and literature is making perhaps more of an effort to make space for some of our Pasifika stories.
Afakasi Woman, tell us about that. The Telesa series was more of the young adult, but Afakasi Woman sounds like some of the themes that you're exploring in there are raw, as you described some of Sia's work.
Been recognized. Fantasy romance, and so Afakasi Woman, there's 16 short stories and more sort of contemporary real, you know, I guess everyday living type things. There's definitely things in there that, there's some stories in there that are funny, and you know, then there's some that are quite sad and haunting. But I think all of them, someone has said of them that they're a tribute to women and their power. And I think that's quite an apt way to describe it, because in all of them, it is exploring stories of different women, teenagers, older women, mothers, and daughters.
And all of those stories are set in Samoa, or they set in different locations around the world?
They're all set in Samoa. And yeah, and I think, I mean, that's a place, obviously, that's my home for most of my life. I sort of go back and forth to New Zealand and here. But it's, you know, they often say we write what we know and love and feel the most, and Samoa so far has been what I'm most comfortable setting my stories.
You have had to develop a thick skin, because the stories that you tell sometimes has not necessarily always been the stories that our people want us to tell. But in order for us to deal with these issues, we need to have it out in the open, and we need to the only way you can cure a wound is to open it up and deal with it directly.
Yes, and I've found what's been really a strength for me is that, for example, when I have written columns and essays about sexual abuse, for example, and while there was a lot of pushback from, I guess, my immediate circles, I guess in my everyday life, what was really overwhelming to me, though, more than the people getting upset, were just the deluge of messages and emails and letters from other people from all around the world, I mean, mostly women, many Pacifica women, but some men as well, who were writing in to share their own experience and stories, you know, what they had been through growing up. And many of them saying that, you know, they'd never been able to talk about it before, or they'd never heard someone else, another person, you know, another Samoan talking about it, and thanking me for shining a light on it. And I'm really hopeful that the more that we can have these conversations, that it helps to bring it out into the open, and therefore make it a lot harder for abusers to do what they do and get away with it.
I have absolutely no doubt that what you're doing is the right thing. What are you working on at the moment?
Well, so right now I am finishing up another story in the Telesar series. So another sort of fantasy and romance novel, and quite excited about that one. It's long overdue. I've had people, you know, waiting. I've been promising them for a while that this one would come. But yeah, I've kind of been picking up the story of different characters sort of in the series and exploring their, telling their story. And so that's the next one that's coming out this year.
The wonderful thing about that fantasy romance genre is that it is part of our own storytelling. Our legends are like fantasies, aren't they?
Yes. And we have such a rich mythology to draw from. You know, I mean, I think we are a people of storytelling. We're a storytelling people. And I think that, yeah, we've got inspiration all around us. You know, we had stories to explain everything from, you know, the trees and rivers and different things all around us. And so I think I'm really fortunate and blessed to come from that kind of a really rich creative environment, because there's stories everywhere, especially in our Samoan culture.
Lani Young, for your time and for your talent and for your bravery, thank you very much. All the best and congratulations again for being shortlisted 2020 New Zealand Book Awards for Children and Young Adult Fiction. All the best.
Thanks so much.
You are most welcome, and take care, and we'll hear from you when you win the award.
Thanks very much, Etten.
You are most welcome. That is Lani Young, shortlisted for one of the New Zealand Book Awards 2020.